He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, it's time for He Said, She Said, everyone. It's October 2015, which is a very special month, isn't it, Trace?
It's a special busy month is what it is, I'll tell you. Lots of action happening in the month of October. It's my favorite month because of the colors, and it's beautiful. All the leaves are changing, you know what I mean, eh?
Yeah, there are people that actually don't like it too hot, you know, like Hawaiian hot. They like it a little cooler, but they like the sun to be shining. So for them, this time of year is great here because it's still warm enough not to be too frigid, but there's a lot of color transition going on, and it's quite beautiful. You get some really extraordinary sunsets here in Vernon. So it's a good place to be, and hope that everyone out there has a good place to be as well. So what's cooking, dear?
What's cooking is homemade cranberry sauce. Now, the reason that I chose this, and this recipe is on our website, is because it is Canadian Thanksgiving. Then we have American Thanksgiving. And then we have Christmas coming up. So by that time, you should really get a handle on how to make this cranberry sauce that is not only tasty, it's healthy too. Now, though cranberries are also called mossberries, they're tiny ruby-colored jewels, and they pack a delightful but tart, nutritious punch. And tart they are. Cranberries contain multiple families of antibacterial antioxidants called polyphenols. And on the ORAC value, they score 9,584 per 100 grams, an ORAC, or oxygen radical absorbance capacity. That's a scientific score used to measure antioxidant capacities of common foods in vitro. So there you have it.
I thought this was He Said, She Said. I thought I was supposed to be technical.
There's some other big words in here that I want you to talk about. But the tannins that prevent bacteria from adhering to the urinary tract, these are natural healers that have long promoted cranberries as a cure for urinary tract infections. So any of you, male or female, that have had a urinary tract infection or know of anybody or your kids get them on the cranberries and not with white sugar or any sweetener, just the horrible tart. But I'll tell you, anything is better than a bladder infection, I'll tell you. So get onto those cranberries. Because the cranberry sauce, rather than buying it yourself in the store, in a can, and there's all kinds of who knows what on the label, you know, and then a lot of, there's always white sugar in it. It's hard to find a cranberry sauce in a can that is whole food and natural. So I just say this is the easiest thing to do. I tormented over it for years about making my own cranberry sauce. I thought it was way too hard. But it's so easy, it's like, I can't believe how easy it is.
You were in torment over cranberries? My God,
yeah.
I torment, but not over things like that.
Well, you know, I mean, never mind, because that's what I do. I cook, but you know, you think making your own of anything when you first start cooking is like, ooh, it's so scary. But nonetheless, cranberries are rich in pectins. They're also found in apples. That's why it's easily to become a sauce, so it blends really well. And is there anything that you wanted to add, Dr. Holly, about cranberries?
Well, cranberries I don't like on turkey, which is what most people like, or maybe some people do. I don't like sweet things. You say that they're tart, but any cranberry gunk, I call it, that I've ever tasted. So, like, I like a savory sort of protein hit when I have my protein, but I don't like to combine a sweet with it, which is, you know, what you like when you do add your cranberries to it. But I understand their nutritive value, and I think that consuming them as a staple somehow, you know, what other ways could you work cranberries into the diet besides putting them on, like, turkey at turkey time, right?
At turkey time. Well, you can make a juice out of it. You can have a nice juice, but you're going to have to put some sweetener in it, whatever sweetener you like, because they really are very, very tart. You can add cranberries to muffins or breads or something like that. You can do that. You can make, if you make a cheesecake, you put cranberries over top of the cheesecake. Now, I'm talking about everything, your whole food here, folks, okay? But not necessarily as whole food diet, if you know what I mean. Like, no calories. But it is healthful. So I know what you mean, but do take a look at If you had pork, then people have applesauce with that. If you have lamb, people have mint sauce. Because sometimes I would think that sometimes turkey can be dry, and when you add the cranberry sauce, it kind of moistens it up. But they go hand in hand. It just goes really nicely. I know you don't like any condiments either. You're no fun.
I don't like that green gunk that people put on lamb, that mint sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, my. This grosses me out looking at it.
Okay, so here's the recipe. And as I mentioned, you can also find this on our website. Now, it can be doubled or tripled, and that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend because we are making a nice big turkey dinner for about 25 people. So I think I might be quadrupling this. So I'm going to start with 4 cups of fresh or frozen whole cranberries. Now, you can find these cranberries if they're frozen in the frozen department or fresh cranberries in the produce department, and they're abundant right now. 1 cup of freshly squeezed orange juice, 2 teaspoons of grated orange peel, and 1/2 to 3/4 cups of unpasteurized or raw honey to sweeten, and 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. You add the orange juice and the cranberries and the peel to a pan, and you bring it to a slow boil. You let it simmer, and I use a potato masher. I squash everything down, and when that's all done, then I add the honey. But I wait until the cranberry sauce is cooled. I don't like putting it in when it's hot because you don't want to ruin that raw honey and all the beauty of behind the raw honey. And then you just stir it up. Now, you can make this days in advance because it just keeps getting better, or you can freeze it as well if you want. So get on it. It's really delicious.
Yeah, and if you're going to eat the cranberries, this is a great way to do it. You know, again, it gets back to buying the stuff yourself, taking the time that it takes to do that, to look at the food and hold it and read the ingredient panel and then take it home and process it and spend the time. And people that do that are healthier, they're leaner, they live longer than those who buy everything processed. That's just the way it is.
And that's the way it is. Absolutely. So happy Canadian Thanksgiving to everyone.
Right on. So who was our last month's special guest?
Our last month's special guest was Mr. Adam O'Mara. Now, Adam is an elite professional triathlete who has traveled the world to compete. And he is also a CSNA graduate, so we're very proud of him. He is also a nutrition counselor, and he works as an account manager for Purica. So he's one busy guy. He's a father and a husband, has a full-time job. And those of you out there who are listening, and I know there are triathletes out there and competitive triathletes out there, you know what it takes to do what you need to do. And he also completed his CSNA program in about 5 months. So, you know, the guy is organized. Well, of course, you'd have to be organized if you're a triathlete, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, the training commitment is gigantic. You know, I'm a hammer thrower, and I have to go to the track and practice my drills. And it's usually when I'm in training for that during the track and field season. I don't train 3 times a day. I train maybe 3 or 4 times a week. Each session's maybe a couple of hours. But this is the madness of this event, that it takes like 6 hours a day on average to train for it. This is how he lives. He gets up like 5 in the morning. He does a swim, then later on he does a cycle, then later on he does this run, especially when it gets close to race time. Wow. It's insane the amount of time, the volume, the training volume that it takes.
But that's because he's into it.
Totally committed.
Now, he says pursue your passion in athletics, but don't overdo it. Now, being an experienced athlete, he now knows that overtraining is not best for your body. And he knows that diet plays an important role, especially after taking the CSNA program, he mentioned. And at one time, he did eat refined foods, and this created disease in his body, and he had to stop and recover. And can you imagine stopping when you're a triathlete? That would blow your mind, wouldn't it? Because he's so into training all the time, and because you overdo it, or something happens and you get disease in your body, or you hurt your body in some way and you can't do what you love to do, that plays a mental role on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's a good example of a burnout when you train and work hard and you compete. And a lot of pro athletes have this experience, and they are absorbed and into it and committed and training and everything's about their sport. And then when they finish or retire or they get injured, they go the exact opposite. They go to the other extreme and they do absolutely nothing physical, including going to the gym and working out. and they eat like most people, and so they get fat and sick and die young.
Well, probably in their own heads, most of them think that in order to do it, I have to do it exactly the way I did before. I have to train 6 hours a day if I want to continue to do what I want to do. But, you know, you don't have to. You can do half marathons or half triathlons. You don't have to do what you used to do. The same thing in dancing. I mean, I used to teach 40 hours a week, train 15 hours a week, take dance sessions. I mean, I was 60, 70 hours a week. And there's no way that I'll ever do that again because I just don't have it in me, nor do I want to. Oh, I wish I had that energy. But, you know, just maybe 10 hours a week, that's all you're getting out of me, folks. So you learn what you can do and what you can't do, but that just comes through time. Adam says that his athletics has taught him that there is no substitute for hard work. Have a goal, and there is a process to reaching your goal, and you can always do more than you think you can.
Yeah, well, it's all in the head. You know, what's driving you? I'm thinking, like, I ran triathlons way back in Hawaii, and I can remember feeling really tired towards the end where you're running that marathon. I mean, running a marathon on its own is hard enough, but, you know, these guys cycle a huge distance and swim first before they run a full marathon. It's just insane. But you're moving down the road, you're running up a hill or whatever, and your body is just saying, stop, don't do this. You know, it's just starting to lose its capacity, but the mind is what drives it, and that's what you learn in the field of athletics and sports. You find the mind is what drives everything, and that's what builds soundness and strength of mind.
It sure does. Now, he prefers whey protein isolate in his favorite protein shakes, and he says if he doesn't get enough protein at a meal, he gets cravings. Now, we've talked about this a lot, so it's really great to hear it from somebody else who's like a professional athlete that says the same thing, right? Like I said, we've talked about this many, many times. I mean, for myself as well, if I don't get enough protein during a day, like adequate, high-quality protein, then I start craving stuff. Usually, as most people would get, would be for junk food, right? So get that high-quality protein in, and it's good to hear it from Adam. And it sounds like he's into the same standard of diet that we are. You got to love that one, Corey.
For sure, yeah. I had lunch with him. I spent some time with him when I went over to Victoria and worked with him and met the people at Purica. Great company, by the way. And he is absolutely committed to clean, whole, real food. He's an omnivore. He eats plants and animals, but they all have to be organic and fresh and the highest quality. I mean, his food budget is
phenomenal.
Right off the scale. But he likes the fact that it's an investment. He sees it as an investment.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of putting $500 extra in the bank, like many people would for a rainy day, he puts the money into the food, which goes into his body, and he believes that his investment will be realized not just in the future, but also today. And it's true.
Oh, yes. We've even wrote about that. One of the things that stood out for me is he learned through the CSNA program that post-exercise, your body is receptive to suck up the nutrients. So that's the best time to get the nutrients in and the protein shake with all the trimmings. So that's, I really like to hear that one, is after a workout, right? After you do physical exercise and you're...
Well, nature abhors a vacuum, they say. That's a quote from one of the physicists. And the idea is that if there's empty space, nature's going to try and find a way to fill it. So if you reduce the space that normally is occupied with fuel inside your body, there's a chemistry change that occurs as a result of the training that puts you in that state to begin with. And the whole thing is about adapting. And so the best time to have a shake, and the reason it's good as a liquid is because you can suck it up faster and get the nutrients for recovery faster. And the faster you recover, the better you feel and the more likely it is that you're going to have a better workout the next time around.
Absolutely. Now, as I mentioned before, Adam works full-time. He's a pro athlete, a husband, and a father. So how does he find time to study the CSNA program and graduate? He said he'd study for about 20 minutes at a time reading while he was waiting for an appointment. Let's just say he is a chiropractor. And then usually any kind of appointment that you have, you usually have to wait. So he would read it on his iPad or whatever he would read it on. And then, you know, at least you get a little bit of studying in. He'd listen to SNU in his car, basically maximizing his time. And he made sacrifices as he had a goal. And that's what you have to do. Now, that goal, once you get that goal, you've reached that goal. So that's what I think a lot of people they go, oh, I'll never do it. It just looks so far away. But a goal is something that you attain, and once you're there, you've attained it, right? So it's not like for the rest of your life you're going to be doing this, right? So it's good to have those short-term goals and long-term goals, but it seems like he knows what he's doing, and he's pretty on it. He would be good as one of those house organizer guys, right, to get you in there and organize. He says, follow your passion, don't listen to the naysayers, and keep your eye on the prize.
He's a good manager of time, and you don't find time. You make the time, and I still am convinced that it's as simple as this. The reason people do what they do is because they want to. And if you don't work out, if you don't eat clean, or whatever it is that you think you're supposed to do and you're not doing it, it's this simple. You don't want to do it. Because a human mind is so strong. And once it's compelled to achieve anything, it's freaking unstoppable. So, you know, all the rest is a bunch of excuses, because you can find the time that it takes to do whatever it is you want to do if it's important enough to you. And if it's not important enough to you, you'll just ditch it. That's how I see it.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So I just want to say thank you, Adam, for your expert interview. It was fantastic.
Definitely. Adam's a good dude and a great team player. Even though he's a triathlete and it's about you, yourself, and I, he's a team player in that he is committed to helping people, like probably pretty much all of our CSNA students. It's all about helping people, but first and foremost, helping yourself to be well enough to help people.
Well, he'd be a good guy to get online with if you are interested in doing any triathlons or getting on diet or time management, that kind of thing. He'd be good for that. He'd be a good coach in that
capacity.
Absolutely, yeah,
definitely.
For sure. Okay, then.
Good stuff. Okay, so what's your hot topic?
Well, my hot topic for this month is immune system strategies for the holiday season. Because as I mentioned, Canadian Thanksgiving, Halloween, American Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, just around the corner. So it's time to build up your immune system. Because right now there's lots going on. It's party time. It's always party time, though, isn't it? But without getting the sunshine. And for those, some people may be traveling, so they're going to be in the air, which wreaks havoc on your immune system. Lack of sleep can wreak havoc on your immune system. Dehydration. Also, those who have a lot of company, so you don't really get a lot of downtime. You're doing a lot of laundry, cooking, cleaning, socializing, maybe overeating a little bit, and the list goes on and on and on. I think we all know what it's like when the season comes around and there's lots of festivities in the air, and we go off our routine. Some of us do, Corey. Yes, I know, we all work out, but some of us don't get to the gym. Some of us are too tired to go to the gym or to do what, maybe go for a run or whatever it is you do, go to a yoga class or Pilates, because of what's happening in the season. So you want to really take good care of yourself, and you don't want to fall down with temptation, because it's out there right now. Look at Halloween coming up. I know that a lot of people after Halloween, 2 weeks after Halloween, there's going to be a flu epidemic, right? And it's not the flu, it's just you ate too much darn candy, right?
Yeah, combined with the weather and the changes that occur and the effects of that stress on the body.
One of the things that I make sure that I do is I stay very well hydrated. Now, during the winter months or the fall months, I drink a lot of herbal teas. I kind of mix my own creations up. Not so much do I drink herbal teas in the summertime, but I drink a lot of warm herbal teas in the winter and lots of freshly squeezed juices, and I drink plenty of water, because you want to stay hydrated, because you've got that heat on now. You put the heat on, right? And that can dry you up. Also, we call it ACEs.
ACEs, A-C-E-S. S is selenium. Good stuff, that ACEs. And that's just one formula, right?
Well, I mean, I make my own formula. I just do my own thing, right?
Of course.
I mean, or you can buy it on the shelf like that. There are different companies that make the ACE. Okay, then the raw garlic. Okay, who cares if you stink like garlic at the end of the day?
People that don't eat garlic.
I know. But it's a powerful, powerful antioxidant. And I tell you, nothing wants to live inside you. Believe me. So you can have garlic. You can eat it raw. just put it in a teaspoon, have it raw, wash it down with water, put it in your salad dressings, put it in your freshly squeezed juices, roast the garlic, just get that garlic in. Now is the time to do it, especially with Halloween coming up. And if you're having a Halloween party, buy lots of raw garlic and then you have it around the house. Then what are you going to do with it? You're going to use it after that. Fresh raw salads. I know when the weather gets a little colder, that's something that most people don't want to do. They want more warming, healing soups, but you still want to eat some raw stuff. And if you can't eat the raw salads, then get into juicing the veggies.
Yeah, and all the stores now have those plastic containers now that are stuffed with organic greens, right?
Yeah.
We use them, so I mean,
which
now, we have access to anything year-round. It doesn't matter what the temperature is outside, it doesn't matter what the season is. You have mangoes, papayas, you know, you have all this stuff year round.
And you know, it is kind of pricey at times to go to a juice bar, but you know what? Go to a juice bar at least once a week if you don't have your own juicer, and once or twice a week instead of buying a coffee, go and get yourself a really nice kale and spinach juice. Don't put the almond or the rice milk in it. Just make it with water. Tell them to make it with water. Add some echinacea, add all the little boosters that they have to it. I mean, I buy it for myself or buy it for the kids. I don't add any juices to it. I just use the water. They're looking at me like, oh my gosh, it's not going to taste very good. I said, it's about health. But it tastes delicious to me, you know. Anyway, if possible, I know temptation is all around us. Try to stay away from breads, buns, bagels, pasta, and processed food. Try to eat as clean as possible because you know your body will love you for it. And at this time, it's not talking about gaining body fat. We're not talking about that right now because most of the time we do gain a little bit because we're sitting around having a good time. But I'm talking about an infection or getting ill. That is no fun. Absolutely no fun at all.
I think that unless you're an ectomorph, and they're weird enigmas, none of the rules apply. But my rule now is, if you eat bread, then from the neck down to the ankles, you will look like a loaf of bread.
Oh, is that your new thing now?
My new thing, yes.
Oh, wow.
And soft and
what
solid.
What kind of loaf of bread?
Right? You just look like a loaf of bread.
What kind of loaf of bread? Some of those loaves of bread look pretty good, I tell you. The twisted breads or the crusty breads or the French breads. Anyway,
people don't eat those breads. They eat Wonder Bread.
Late nights and overeating and alcohol consumption can cause havoc on your immune system. So one of the things is try to get to bed before midnight. That's a really good practice, is trying to get to bed before midnight. Because usually, what's going on after midnight?
Netflix.
Not a lot.
Netflix is on at midnight.
Aha. Okay. And then you have your little vitamin regime at night, which is a good calcium magnesium supplement, maybe with a little extra vitamin C if you want to do that. Take your melatonin or any other concoctions that you like yourself. If you're going to make a protein shake, use a low glycemic fruit. If you're feeling a bit of a sore throat or stuffy nose, herbal teas, raw honey, freshly squeezed lemon mixed together, and sip during the day, very healing. Make a big pot of it and just sip it all day long. So, you know, if you make yourself a protein, this is what we do, or this is what you do for me, make a small protein shake before you go to bed, or during the day, make a bigger one, make a huge, big protein shake, and then store it in the fridge in a sealed, tight container, and then you can have it for the rest of the day. You can have it all day long. You can have it when you get hungry. You can have it before you go to bed. You can have it as a midday snack. So you've always got that little protein shake there just to suffice you.
Think ahead and do what needs to be done.
Yeah, and right, plan it ahead, exactly. And then also take a whack of vitamins. And, you know, you'll be set. It's so easy to do. Plan ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this story. I think you heard it, too. It was years ago. And some guy wiped out in his car on the highway, and he was by himself, and he flipped over into a ditch, and no one knew he was there. They couldn't find him, and he was there for 7 days, which is unbelievable. The guy survived, and he couldn't move. He was pinned down in his car, and they finally found him. Well, the guy was into health and nutrition and fitness. He was a martial artist, and he really focused on hydration. And the reason he did not die was because he had just finished drinking a whole bunch of water, and he hydrates himself on a regular basis, and he was drinking water when he wiped out. So that, to me, is mindful of the fact that when you go into an event that's, you know, very tragic and stressful and hard, if you're prepared, if you're set up in the right state, it's more likely that you're going to survive it. Because most people, they say, in that same situation would have died of dehydration in 3 days. And he was there for seven and survived.
Wow. That's great. I think you did tell me that story.
Yeah.
That's a story, huh?
Incredible, for sure.
Wowzy. Well, there you have it. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah. Great advice for the holiday season. So get your party on. Remember, party is what party does. Have fun, have a good time, but preserve the most important thing in your life, which is you and your health and your wellness. And with that in mind, what is your final word?
My final word is a saying of unknown origin. They that are born on Halloween shall see more than other folk.